In this bulletin, two Australians freed from house arrest in Myanmar, no new community cases of COVID-19 in Queensland, and in football, a 6-0 victory for Chelsea over Birmingham City. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An Australian couple have been freed from house arrest in Myanmar and allowed to leave the country without charge. Krista Avery and her husband Matthew O'Kane were refused permission to leave Myanmar last month when they were both about to board a flight back to Australia. Another Australian, Sean Turnell, has been in detention since shortly after the army seized power in February. Authorities say the economic advisor to ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi is under investigation, but charges have not been announced. No new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Queensland for a second consecutive day, but four fresh infections have been detected in hotel quarantine. Two of the returned travellers who tested positive had been in Lebanon, one was in Papua New Guinea and the other in India. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says while another day without a community case is reassuring, the outbreak linked to Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital isn't necessarily over.
Being completely assured that there's no transmission in community means that we ask the community for anyone who is sick to come and get tested. Otherwise, clearly we could have hidden transmission. But I think we can be fairly confident in 14 days, if we have no more locally acquired cases, that outbreak is reasonably under control.
Hundreds more doctors and medical centres are expected to join the COVID-19 vaccination program this week as the federal government continues to face criticism over the pace of the rollout. Australia is on track to reach 1 million vaccinations this week, but that's well short of the government's target of 4 million by early April. The government says it's confident that everyone who wants to get vaccinated will have their first dose by October. Infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boyd told the Nine Network he's optimistic the rollout will gain pace in the next few weeks.
As programs roll out, they get faster and more efficient and more effective. So I'm not overly concerned by the slow rollout. It is needing to be speeded up. We maybe have to start using stadiums and other large places, but we do know that GPs were able last year to deliver, with nurses, with pharmacists, 17 million doses of flu vaccine in 2 or 3 months. So we can do it. We just need to get at it.
Jordan's Deputy Prime Minister Ayman Safadi says the country's former Crown Prince has been under investigation for some time over a plot to destabilise the country. It comes as Prince Hamza, half-brother of King Abdullah, released a video message saying he was under house arrest, accusing Jordan's leaders of corruption and incompetence. Mr. Safadi says intercepted phone calls show the prince has been conspiring with foreign parties to destabilise Jordan. He says the king has opted to deal with the matter within the family, but warns no one's above the law.
The army chief met with Prince Hamza to send this message and asked him to stop all these movements and activities that target Jordan's security and stability. But His Highness did not listen and dealt with this request with negativity. That is not in line with the interest of the country and its nation.
Prince Hamza denies any involvement in the alleged plot. The European Space Agency is holding its first astronaut recruitment drive in 11 years and says greater diversity is one of the goals. It's seeking to recruit more female astronauts this year, as well as people with disabilities who have always dreamed of going into space. Only 65 of the more than 560 people who have ever gone into space have been women, with just 2 being sent by ESA. Queensland is bracing for more extreme rain and flooding from above Bundaberg to the Sunshine Coast. The Weather Bureau has issued a severe weather warning for damaging winds, heavy rainfall and dangerous surf along the southeast coast from 1770 to North Stradbroke Island near Brisbane. Authorities are urging people in the warning area to seek shelter, move their car undercover or away from trees, and not to drive, walk or ride through flood waters. In football, Sam Kerr has scored another hat-trick to power Chelsea to a 6-0 victory over Birmingham City. The Matildas captain netted all 3 goals before half-time to propel herself to joint top of the Women's Super League scoring charts. Elsewhere, another Matilda, Hayley Russo, had a good game for Everton as it beat Aston Villa 3-1. Let's look at the weather for today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, where it's 29 degrees, 27 and sunny for you in Adelaide. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20 degrees, much the same for Hobart, 21. Also cloudy in the capital, 25 for Canberra, 25 as well for Wollongong with a shower or two, much the same for Sydney, 28. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 27. In Brisbane, rain with a possible storm and 24. Showers easing in Cairns, 31. Possible shower for Darwin, where it's 33 degrees today. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth, for more analysis as well as special features of the news of the day.